Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Kuf Mem Zayin Sivayz, the bottom of 58. Moving on to Beit 59. More about the dinam of Hagbin Glila, as we talked yesterday. The Gemara is at the end of Maseches Megillah. Different machlokas, what we're exactly talking about. Is it Hagbar? Is it Glila? So we're going to go back and forth and talk about the different dinam over here today. Says the Mechaber over here in Sivayz, starting with another dinam that's connected to Hagbin Glila, but not directly Hagbin Glila. It says, Yachol Mishi Yirtzalik, note, Lahoshit Ame'ilim Legolel, one is allowed to buy the honor of passing the mi'il, passing the mantle of the Sefer Torah to the person doing glila when they're putting away, when they're dressing the Torah. Okay? That is a separate kibbutz altogether, and the gola can't say, no, this is part of my job, and you can't buy it. Says the Mechaber over here, it's a separate kibbutz, and therefore, it can be sold separately, and two different people do this. If you are ever davened by Lorena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul, Rav Nevin Saul is very mocked in this. He's always the guy who is passing the me'il to the Baal Glila, because it's part of the Covenant Torah. They have more people involved in dressing the Torah, and therefore he's very makbid that he is going to takes the gartel, gives it to the Baal Glila, then he takes the mantle, he gives it to the Baal Glila, then he gives the keter, he gives the Baal Glila. Okay, all this is part of this thing. Ki afal pi shekana glila. Because even though a person buys glila, lo kanali kachamilim, he is not included in the price. It's a separate deal. You're not including the price of Baal about glila is to pass the milim, and therefore it's a second cyber keyboard. So that is another keyboard that most shows, once again, if glila is not so chashiv of the guy passing the things like a Baal glila, you can imagine that is way beneath people that, for some reason, Rav Nevin Saul doesn't think it's beneath his kavod. So here, the Ramah. The Ramah adds another vechein. Also, similar to this din, is not part of the glila is not passing the parts of the Sefer Torah. So too, the Shliat Tzibur can't say, I'm the Shliat Tzibur, I'm gonna take the Sefer Torah out. No, that's a separate honor, and that is called Otzavach Nasa, or Psicha Zaharan, however you wanna call it. Therefore, the Shliat Tzibur can't be mocha. That's not shaykh to the chazan. The chazan is davens. And you have the Baal Psicha, who takes in and out the Sefer Torah. That's his job. It sounds like over here, there's also Hutzah and Achnasa. You can even split it up. Nowadays, the minhag is to do it all together. It's one kibud, and that's how they generally end. Alpi Kabbalah, Psicha is a very, very big honor, and therefore, it's the Svardim. Psicha is like one of the biggest things. It's one of the biggest things, greater than other things that we do, because Alpi Kabbalah, it's a very big honor. There's also a well-known minhag for those who are married, that when their wife is pregnant in the ninth month, to be honored with Psicha. Okay? What is the source of this? It's a chida. The chida, if you want to know the exact source, the chida, Simon Gimel Otsad. It is Sefer Mora Be'etzba. And the Sefer Mora Be'etzba, he brings this down, that is a skula for a healthy birth, and that is to get psicha during the ninth month. Okay? What exactly the skula is, it's probably more Kabbalistic. It doesn't mean you're going to open the arm, and then the wife's going to just open up, and everything's going to be gvaldic. I don't know exactly. It doesn't mean. It doesn't mean the ninth month that you have to get psicha every time. A guy gets his wife's mind the second she's in the ninth month, whether it's different calculations, l'chumra, l'hakel, he all of a sudden has to have to get psicha every single, you don't need a psicha every time. Even if you mentioned to Marina Rabbeinu Nevin Saul, he didn't even know what I was talking about, this gula. Okay, so it's not that you take psicha one time, that's good enough also. If they want to give you more, gevaldik, you could take it more. Fine, gimel. So this is back in that same Gemara over there at Daf Lamed Beis and Maseches Megillah. It says over there, the person's the goal of the Sefer, you make your Yamin Denu Keneged HaTefer. You should be Ma'amid and Keneged HaTefer, you have the stitches. The stitches should be, when you roll it up, the stitches should be in the middle. Why? So the Mechaber brings out exactly the Lashon of the Gemara, goal of Sefer Torah, Yamin Denu Keneged HaTefer, Kedei She'im Yikara HaTefer. So if Chas Hasholom, the Torah splits in half, okay, if it's gonna split, it falls, and it splits, or suddenly the guy doesn't do hagba well, and it splits, so it's gonna split on the seam, and it's not gonna split in the middle where the words are, and it's gonna be easy to fix. You're just gonna have to sew it up again, and not have to worry about replacing a hole. Replace a whole column of a Sefer Torah is a big deal. If you rip in the middle, it's gonna be a much bigger deal, and therefore, you should be careful to put it in the middle. What are we putting, when are we talking about it? Are we talking about hagba? Or glila? So it's machlokas in the Rishonim. Rashi, Pashas of Rashi in the Sogya, it's going on the Baal Gola. When he Gola the Sefer Torah, that's what happens. According to the Rif, it's talking about when you do Hagba, when you lift up the Sefer Torah, it's in the middle. So therefore we do both. It should really be done both. And once again, Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal is very, very makbid on this. He will not let the Baal Glila go ahead and wrap up the Sefer Torah and put the meal on until they get the Tefer, at least that you could see the Tefer, that if it would rip on the Sima, not Chas V'Shalom in the Sefer Torah. And this, on the actual words of the Sefer Torah. Fine. Siv Dal. This is a hard one, because what exactly is going on over here? I'm going to try and give an explanation, to be honest, to be for sure what is going on in the beginning. I don't know for sure. I'm going to try and give what I think is going on over here. Pshat in the Mechaber, in the beginning of the Ramah, in the end of the Ramah, we're going to get to what we do nowadays. The once again, the Gemara says that Golo Sefer Torah, Golo Mi Bachutz, Ukrishu Mahadko, Mahadko Bi Mifnim. When you do Golo, let's assume this is talking about Hagba. How you do Hagba Sefer Torah? Used to be Hagba mi bachutz. And when you're mahadik it, when you typed in the Sefer Torah, you should mahadik it from within. So the Ramah comes and tries to explain what this means. But once again, you have to realize the Sefer Torahs were a little bit different, especially the Sfarit Sefer Torah. I don't think, imagine that the Sfarit Sefer Torahs were exactly how they look nowadays. We'll see soon another din like that. It says, Peir, says the Ramah, Kisha Sefer Omei Lefanov Yaktav Neged Panav. I believe what he's talking about is that you have someone, one person, we're talking about a single person, both doing Hagba and Galila over here. Sort of like the Spartan, don't have a Hagba and a Galila, no one doesn't do Galila. You have one person doing Hagba, okay, and then he's gonna have to wrap the mantle around the Sefer Torah. So it sounds like this. Kisha Sefer Omi Lefanav, when the Sefer is in front of him, Yaktav Neged Panav. Okay, when it says that Gol Sefer Torah, Golim Bukhuz, means the Ktav should be in front of his face. What is this? Golel Mibachutz? You should take the mantle and start from the back side of the Sefer Torah. Okay? If you're taking the mantle to wrap the Sefer Torah, you should start from the back. Golel, start from the Mibachutz. Okay? The Acher Shigamar Aglila. And after you're done with the Glila, meaning after you've wrapped the Sefer Torah, okay, it might have gone a couple of times around the Sefer Torah, Yahadek Sofa Mipachal Bifnim. The end, the tie of the mitpachat should be bimifnim, should be in the front of the Sefer Torah. Why? Shikishiavoli grosbo. So when they come to read it the next time, yitza hahidik bifnim, you'll have the knot, you'll have the tie facing you in the front of the Sefer Torah. V'lo yitzar lahapika Sefer Torah. And therefore, if the knot was on the other side, you have to turn over the Sefer Torah in order to unknot it. And therefore, yishimahadik bimifnim. So if anyone had a hard time with this Mechaber and the Ramah, it makes sense of why it's hard, but I believe that is Pashup Shad over here. We're talking about a single person doing Glilo with the mantle. Start from Ibachutz means the beginning of the tie, you should take the, and start from the back of the Sefer Torah, and you should come to the front of the Sefer Torah and knot it from the front in order that you don't come to have the problem of having the knot on the back side of the Sefer Torah. Now, comes the Ramah and explains how we do it now. That's talking about when there's one person doing Hagba and Galila all by himself. However, nowadays where we have the minag is one person does Hagba and one person does Galila. Haktav ya negeda magbia. The Ktav should be facing the person doing Hagba, because he's the Iker over here. He is the Iker. One is the Hagba is more important than the Galila, so therefore the ktav has to be facing one of them. So the ktav should be facing the Baal Magbia. Okay? V'cheinu Agin, that's the minhag. Ki hu ikar ha-golel, because he is the ikar part of Hagba and Glila. V'elchen Sefer Sefer Torah, and he's going to be the one holding the Sefer Torah. He's the one who's actually holding the Sefer Torah, so therefore the words face the Baal Magbia. Then we all know the golel comes from the backside of the Sefer Torah and rolls up the Sefer Torah and finishes the Glila. Okay? That's how we are knowing nowadays. I hope that was now clear. Clear now, I believe the Ramah, the way explained is crystal clear now. Hopefully this is Pashup Shad over here in the Mechaber and the Ramah. Hey! Mutav tigala ha-mitpachat saviva sefer Torah, lo yigla sefer Torah, kishakorcha mitpachat. Once again, the Metzias is a little bit hard over here. Once again, you have this mantle. He says you should take the mantle, there's an inner mantle and an outer mantle. The inner mantle is what we have nowadays. We have these fancy clasps and stuff like that. Back in the day, it was some type of cloth that they just wrapped around the sefer Torah, and they knotted it together in order to hold the sefer Torah together. So that's what's talking about here. Better to wrap the mitpachat around the Sefer Torah, and not to wrap the Sefer Torah around the mitpachat. To be like swirling the Torah around in order to wrap it up, that would not be covered for the Sefer Torah. You should take the mitpachat and wrap the Sefer Torah. That's all it's saying over here in Sif Hey. Moving on to Sif Vav. Hagolo Sefer Torah bitoch hatik toah. If someone rolls the Sefer Torah while it's inside of his teak, he is making a mistake. Now, you're thinking to yourself, what? That's like a really difficult thing to do. Why would anyone roll? So remember, we're talking about a prashid over here, the Mechaber's talking about a Sfardi Sefer Torah. Think about a Sfardi Sefer Torah, okay? It's inside the teak, and they're rolling the Sefer Torah. It says better that you take out the actual Torah, which is on two amudim, you can actually remove it. And many Sfardi Sefer Torahs, you remove it from the Sefer Torah. If you want to be golel it, and you want to roll it, you should take it out and roll it, and not do it inside. Why? Because if you do it inside too much, it's got a good chance it's going to come to rip. Therefore, it says you should take the Sefer Torah out. Obviously, by Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, you don't do it inside the mantle. That'd be crazy to do it inside the mantle. Okay? So therefore, for sure, you're going to take it. Even by the Sfardi Sefer Torah, good. So the post can point out, number one is it's talking about if they're golel a lot. Okay? They have to go from one parsha, one sefer to a whole nother sefer. So you take it out and you have to roll it a lot. We're not talking about you have to, at a Tanis Sibur, you have to skip one column and therefore they go to the next column. Obviously, every time the Baal Kori gets to the next column, he doesn't have to take out the sefer Torah and ruin it. That's all right. We're talking about golel it a lot. And also, the Lelacha Brua points out that many sefer Torah, the Sfardim nowadays, they're built in a way that's not so easy. It doesn't just come right out. Their mamish put in there very chazak, and they're built in a stronger way that when rolling it, it's done a lot easier and it's much less dangerous to the Sefer Torah. And therefore, nowadays, most Sfardim even go ahead and roll it. If it's that case, it's going to be hard to pull it out, then they just roll it inside the teak, unlike the pashas of the Mechaber over here. Zayin. Einam after matchil ad sheyigmaru liglo Sefer Torah. Done with the Kriyas Torah, you get up to the Haftorah. The mafter does not matchil. You don't start the Haftorah until they're done being Golel the Sefer Torah, and until they're done with Glila. Why? So this is a Machlokas in the Poskim. We'll soon see. The Mechaber brings down one reason. Why should you wait to start with the Haftorah only after they're done with the Glila? He says, very simply, Kadesh lo ya Golel Torud, v'yuchol ishma Haftorah. He said before, everyone's gotta listen to the Haftorah. If they do the Haftorah while they're still doing Glila, so the guy doing Hagman Glila are not going to be able to pay attention to what's going on in the Haftorah. They're going to be paying attention doing Hagman Glila. Therefore, we wait to finish Hagman Glila, and then they go ahead and then they start the Haftorah in order that they could also listen to the Haftorah. However, there are other sheet that also looks inside Mishnah Berurah. Over here, Sikkot and Kav Beis. Sorry, Sikkot and Kav Gimel. Start with Gov Gimel. So the legal also Torah, I am the prima godim shikadav, da minag lahadim etza gemar glilas a sefer levat. Ashalo korcho adayna mapa aleha. Says, the prima godim says the minag is to wait until only when they go to the sefer Torah, even though they didn't put the mapa around it yet and they didn't put the mantle on. That's what the prima godim says. But that's difficult because if the whole reason that they're not going to be Torah, they're still going to be Torah. And therefore he says, Achmi Rashi, lo mashma kein. From Rashi, it is not mashma like this. From Rashi, as the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down, it sounds like you have to be done completely with the Glila until they're done putting the mantle on and they're done putting the keter on until they're actually done. Then they could go ahead and start the Haftorah. And that Morin of Rabin Rav Nevinzal is very, very makbid on in order. Number one, we have the reason over here is because they could hear. And number two, it's sort of bizarre to the Sefer Torah that you're going to go Osek in the Haftorah while they're still Osek in the Sefer Torah. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Kaf Beis. Okay? Afila lomar birkas Haftorah. You don't even start the brachas of the Haftorah. Not only the Haftorah is also, but also the birkas Haftorah. We said before that the Hagman, everyone's got to be mechaving to the brachas also. Aval b'sheni v'chamishi, but on Monday and Thursday miad, what's after Hagman Glila? You have the yirotzos. Aval b'sheni v'chamishi, show me yirotz nachar kriya. Ain't tzarich lahantin ala golo. You don't have to work for the Glila over here. Deinu ala minag, since only a minag to say the yirotzos. It's not such a chiv that every single person has the yirotzos. You're allowed to continue the yirotzos miad after Hagba, even though they have not finished the Glila yet. Okay, so that is Siv Zayin. Let's finish the simon over here. Siv Ches. Bayom sheish bo shnei sifrei Torah, lo yiftichu ashnia, v'lo yasiru amapa ad sheyiglu arishon. On a day that there is two sifrei Torah, you should not open the second one, and not to take out the mapa ad sheyiglu arishon. Similar to what we saw in Siv Zayin, if you have two sifrei Torah, you only open up the second sefer Torah after they're done with the glila of the first sefer Torah. Okay? Once again, Morina Rabbeinu Nevinzal is very, very makpid on this. Then also not to start be osik in the next thing until you're done with the first. Says the Ramah, If you have two Sefer Torah, you put the second Sefer Torah first down in the Bima before you do a Hagba. In other words, there's always going to go directly into the next Sefer Torah. I mean, there's never going to be a Hesach Hadas from one Sefer Torah to the next Sefer Torah. You put the second Sefer Torah down, that's why the Minug is like this. If you have three Sefer Torah, same thing. When you do a Hagba in the first one, you put down the second one. You do a Hagba in the second one, you put down the third one. Okay, umotzi in shnei asvarim ka'achas says you take out both sefer Torah at the same time. You don't take out the first sefer Torah, leave the other one in the Aron Kodesh, then go take the second. You take out the same time, v'tofsim nashnia an acher shekaru barishona, and then you hold on to the second one until you finish with the first one. Then we said we put it on the bima v'chulei v'chulei, and then says the Mishnah Berurah over here sifkatin kav zayin in terms of the Kaddish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, manich rashni al shulchan kodem a kaddish. You put it on the shulchan before the kaddish. Kadesh yomra kaddish, I'll stay in order that kaddish is said with the two sefer Torah in front of him. So therefore, once again, you call up Yamora Magbia, you miyad after the aliyah, you put down the second sefer Torah, they say kaddish, okay, they say kaddish, Yamora Magbia, do Magbia Vagalel, they do Agbam Galila after they're done with Bikorichet, then they open up the second sefer Torah. Ubiyom, one line down, Ubiyom, Sheh Shlosha Sivrei Torah. Again, you have three Sivrei Torah, like we just said, Kilnosh Chodesh Tevis, Shechal B'Shavis Kai Gavna, Azi Acha Shigama Barishona, Mani Chashnia. After they're done with the first one, you put the second one on. Vein Omer in Kaddish, you don't say Kaddish yet, because you only did six out of the seven Aliyahs. You do six Aliyahs in the first one. Rakulim Biyaroshin V'Golin, V'Acha Gmar Kriyasa Shnia, when you're done with the second one, and now you've done seven Aliyahs for Shabbos, Manichin Ashlish is at Slaw. You put the third one next to it. Shilitzarch Mafter. Vein Tzarch Laniach Rishon. You don't have to put the first Sefer Torah also down. Rakomer Chatzi Kaddish. Shnei Sefer Torah. Elum and Biashnia. You say Chatzi Kaddish at this point because you're done with the Aliyahs of that day. Seven Aliyahs. And you do Hagman Glia once again. Then you don't open up the third Sefer Torah until you're done with Glila of the second Sefer Torah like we said before. Okay? A couple things over here is the Mishnah Berurah Seif Kadin Kafhei points out over here Achi Gala Rishon once again, but Mapashlo, you have to put the mantle also on it until you're totally done with the Glila. Okay, now I believe in America in certain shuls they came up with this idea, and once again, hard for people to hold the Sefer Torah so long. So therefore, they come out with sometimes mitkan where they have a mudim and they put the Sefer Torah in the mudim, hold the Sefer Torah. Both Rav Moshe Feinstein and Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal are very against such a thing. Once again, it's a covenant. A person is supposed to be holding the Sefer Torah and not one of these things that people created in order that people don't have to be matriarch people. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Chavtes. Over here we said, remember, the second guy holds the Sefer Torah. Da'ayin is Shemosin Sefer Torah Mishu Shama Labima. Lachziko Achi Yegi Azman Kriyasa Mavta. Until they get the Mavta, he holds on to the Sefer Torah. V'lo Tova Dover. It's not good that what is no it should no agamez of a komos. Le muscle in our katan to give it to a young child. Elo kopani yesh le muscle ben das. You have to give it to a gadol. You cannot give it to a katan at all. Gam yizayir ha'ochel sefer Torah yisrach ektas min atzad. Also, you see the Baal Sefer Torah should go to the side a little bit. Why? Kedei shelo yachzik ha'sefer acharei ha'korim b'torah. In order that he's not standing directly behind the people reading the Torah. Because then the people reading the Torah will have their back to this other Sefer Torah. We don't want their back to be directly to the Sefer Torah, so you should move to the side a little bit so his back is not directly to the Sefer Torah. I believe that's the minig. Why? People who lay in Haftorah, not out of a cloth, out of a navi, where do they usually many times stand?
Sorry.
On the side of the bima. Why do they stand on the side of the bima? It's because, nor they don't have their back to the Sefer Torah. Okay, they don't have their back to the Sefer Torah. I believe that's why the minhag is developed, that they do it on the side of the bima. Once again, if you're doing it out of a navi, or if the Sefer Torahs are anyways on the side, there's no real reason to do it on the side and not at the front of the bima. Once again, over here, you see the Sefer, it's honorable to hold the Sefer Torah. We don't give it to a katan. That's our Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal is also makpid. Simchas Torah, you don't give svarim to ketanim also. Last thing is, Rishlomo Zalman points out, over here, in terms of the Chatzi Kaddish, this came up the other day, is general, the Chatzi Kaddish, even though someone's an Avel that day, you don't give Chatzi Kaddish to an Avel. Elim Kain, he says, if he's already up for Shlish, he's already up at the Bima, okay, then go ahead and give it to the Avel. He could say Kaddish, he's already at the Bima, but other than that, it should not go to the Baal of the Avel. Rather, it goes to the Baal Kori, according to Ashkenazim, according to Sephardi, it goes to the last guy who got the Aliyah. Adkan for today.